Chodesh Nisan. And we're now where it says the Truma Shkolim, which is the third line up from the beginning of the wide lines. It's by the little hay of the Ein Mishpat. You have a different print, but it's the same words, but different print. So by the little hay of the Ein Mishpat. Did I show you where it is? You have it? The Truma Shkolim? Truma Shkolim? Okay, Truma Shkolim. How do we know that every year when you start taking the money from the Beis Hamikdash for the new fiscal year, you start on Rosh Chodesh Nissan? Like when they began the first year in the Midbar, they took to Truma Shkolim on Rosh Chodesh Nissan. That was when they used to do it. Came to pass in the first month, in the second year, Bechel the Chodesh, in the first day of the month, who come a Mishkan, that's when the Mishkan was erected. The Tani law, we learned about this. The first day the Mishkan was erected, that was the first day they took funds from the collection for the new fiscal year to use. So that starts with Chodesh Nisan. Rabbi Tavin, Rabbi Yoshe B'Shem Kana said, Nermai Kon Chodshe, V'Nermai Lahalon Chodshe. How do we know that this is Rosh Chodesh Nisan? It just doesn't say expressly Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So it says Chodesh here. It says Chodesh also in this week's parsha. I think it's in this week's parsha. Chodesh is Elochem Rosh Chodesh and Mishnah Elochem Chodesh Yashana. Right, the first month is Nisan. So it says Chodesh here. It says by the Mishkan. And it says Chodesh also by us. Just like Chodesh by us is only from Nisan, it begins from Nisan. Which is said by the Mishkan, Ein Moni El Minisan. We only count from Nisan. Rabbi Yonah said, Shavak Rabbi Tava Rosha. Rabbi Tavi forgot the beginning of this brisa. It's a long brisa. Thought myself, and he only began with the end of the brisa. The low cane, it's not like that, but rather kadah, like this. And I'll tell you the whole brisa. The Tani, it says, Zosolas Chodesh B'Chodesho. Right? Today was Rosh Chodesh. We learned this. Today, this is the Olav of a month, each month. Yochi Eitern B'Chol Chodesh B'Chodesh. So I might think that you take the funds for each month, every month, a new expenditure from the collected funds in the Beis HaMikdash, right? Maybe every month it's a new expenditure. Yochi Eitern B'Chol Chodesh B'Chodesh. Tam Lomer B'Chodesho L'Chodesh Yeshana. No, in its month, for all the months of the year. B'chodesh echad, it says just b'chodesh l'chodesh, I added the chodesh yashana. B'chodesh echad utarim l'chol chodesh yashana. In one month you do it for the entire year. Now the truth is the rice that they do once for the entire year, but midrabanan they would do it three times. Because since there was someone who brought their shkolim late, and they want to include them, so they would do it three times in the course of the year. They would take the funds from the collected funds, which are in the lishka, the special office in the Beis HaMikdash, and use the and three times a year they would take out from there to spend to buy the korban of seabor. But midaraisa, once a year you take out all the funds you need for the next for the ensuing year. It says Chodesh here. There's the end of the Brisa, which we saw before. It says Chodesh here, and it says Chodesh by Rosh Chodesh. Just like the Chodesh it says later on, Ein Moni Melam Nisan, because of Nisan, of Chodesh, Nemarkan, so to the Chodesh, which it says here, Ein Moni Melam Nisan, it's only from Nisan. Talmudson, we learned over there. Now all of this for those who just learned Daf Yomi Shkolim, we had this a few weeks ago. For those who didn't, it's not so hard. But we would take there's halacha of Meiser Behema. You put all your animals in a pen, and you take every tenth one. And you take the tenth, make it Meiser, you make it a korban. Okay, we don't do it nowadays because, of course, what we do with the korban, it would be disastrous, right? We'd have a whole bunch of korbanos around with nothing to do. So we don't fulfill that mitzvah nowadays. But it says over there, Tamatzin Reimei Omer Be'echod Be'elu Rosh Hashanah L'Maiser Be'ema. The first day of Elul is the Rosh Hashanah for Maiser Be'ema. In other words, everything which is born till Rosh Chodesh Elul is last year's. And those all go to the pen together. Everything which is born from Rosh Chodesh Elul is next year's, and those all go to the pen together. Ben Azi says, Luliim is asim bifnei atzma. He says, those born in Elul are separate. They are neither. In other words, you have two Rosh Hashanah, actually. You have the Rosh Hashanah, which is Elul, and Rosh Hashanah, which is Tishrei. and everything till Elul is one, everything from Tishrei is another, and everything between Aleph Elul and Chav Tes Elul is a third type. And those neither go with the first type nor with the second type. They're by themselves. And we'll see why in a minute. Amar Rav Chuna. Rav Chuna said, Taimi Rav Meir. Interesting logic. What's Rav Meir's logic that Rosh Chodesh Elul is Rosh Hashanah? You know, why could they pick Rosh Chodesh Tishrei like every other Rosh Hashanah? Why this one? So fascinating answer. He says, Ad Kanei Mismatzos Leidem Miyah Yishanos. What's Yashan Chodesh by grain? Rosh Chodesh Nisan, right? So he says, by animals too. The animals which became pregnant with their fetuses before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, they give birth before Rosh Chodesh Elul. The animals which became pregnant with their fetuses after Rosh Chodesh Nisan give birth after Rosh Chodesh Elul. So therefore, Rosh Chodesh Elul is a cutoff point, not because Rosh Chodesh Elul itself is a cutoff point, but rather reflects the cutoff point of Nisan, which is one of the, which is a normal Rosh Hashanah, obviously, right? My time right now, Adkan, to Rosh Chodesh Elul, Hein Mismatzos Leidem Min Hayishanos, there are still ones which tarry to give birth from the old crop, from those who became impregnated before Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Mikan Ve'elch from here, and in Hein Mismatzos Leidem Min Hayishanos, they give birth from the new crop. Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Chuna said, "Time Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon." Now, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, they weren't mentioned in the Brayso on Amud Aleph, but they go after Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. They go after Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. That's the fiscal year for Ma'aser Behima. What's their logic? So they say, because we don't care when they became impregnated. Love Shua Kari Matzon, because they have a pasuk. Pasuk says the Kari means the older sheep, which already are full with wool, they love to akoni yekarim son. They already became full with wool. Ela bechiras, these are the older sheep, the ones which are born first. Va'amokim yatfu bar, and the valleys were covered with young wild crop. Ela fios, those are the later ones. Yisroa u af yashiru, they become friendly together and they sing together. So all the sheep sing together. Oh, beautiful bleeding together. So all the sheep sing together. That means that we don't care when they were impregnated, when they were conceived, before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, after Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Ela in the chlasi dila yisaser. How do they sing together? They becoming korbanos. So they all come together, and therefore he says we don't care when they were conceived. So what's the natural date to follow? If you're not going to follow Rosh Chodesh Nisan and not care which are conceived before, which are conceived after, the natural date to follow is Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, like every other Rosh Hashanah in the Torah. Amar Ben Azai. Ben Azai said. So what did Ben Azai say? Ben Azai say, you know what? Since one perspective is look at Rosh Chodesh Elul, the other perspective is look at Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Let's make a compromise. You are luli misasif ne'atzum. Let's make one Rosh Hashanah Rosh Chodesh Elul, another Rosh Hashanah Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, and the ones in the middle, the ones born in Elul, will be no man's land. They're not considered prior to Elul and not considered subsequent to Tishrei. Okay, so how does this work? No, lo chamisha ba'av. If you have five born in Av and chamisha ba'av, five born in Elul, v'chamisha b'tishrei, five born in Tishrei, you can't do any ma'aser behema that year. You don't have any ma'aser behema. Ain Elul mitzdarfin. Ain Elul mitzdarfin. They don't join together because the five and the five and the five are all in distinct periods. No, lo chamisha ba'av, v'chamisha b'tishrei, five are born in Av and chamisha five are born in Tishrei. Or it should be Ain Elul mitzdarfin. They don't join together either. It's a typo. The coordinator corrects it. Don't join together either, because it doesn't skip. It's not as if Elul is uprooted and everything else joins together, right? If you have five born in Av, five born in Tishrei, they don't join. He gives another possibility for the change of gears, though, which is that if you have five born in Tishrei and five born in the following Av, then they join together, because that's all one fiscal year. From Tishrei till Av is one fiscal year. Elul already is not considered to be the same year. All right, the next line says, "Mesher ben Azai chaver v'talmid el Rabbi Akiva," is obviously a typo because it's redundant. It's going to appear again in its proper context in a few lines. Now the Gemara asks, so let's just skip that, or once I read it already, but we're going to skip it anyway. Ben Azai machri al divrei talmidav. I understand. Machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon. These are all talmidim of Ben Azai, meaning Ben Azai was older than them. because Ben Azai was, as we'll see in a moment, a friend of Rabbi Akiva's. And Akiva was the Rebbe of all these people. So how could Ben Azai come and say, well, since these Talmidim say this way and that Talmidim say this way, so let me make a compromise. That's not, you don't do that. You do it with your Rebbeim. You don't do it with your Talmidim. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yimei bar Meir and Rabbi Meisha b'shem Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Yitzchak said, you're right. The reason why he made a compromise is because he already had a machlokas of the ancient ones had a machlokas about this. Who are the ancient ones? The ones who preceded Ben Azai, and they were Ramanin Unovasolam, Tan Rabbi Yonakumi Rabbi Yirmiya, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva, even though there actually was an older machlokas from the time Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva. So Samaris, and this teaches us, this is the same line which we had before, which I cut out. Ben Azai Talmid V'chove Ha'il Rabbi Akiva. Ben Azai was a student and a friend of Rabbi Akiva. Because in Tamar Rabbi, if you're going to say Rabbi Akiva was only his Rebbe, and they never became somewhat equal, so then East Barnash Omer Rabbe, can a person say to his Rebbe, Hoyavi Elu Emekach, Veil Mekach, since you Rebbe say like that, and that Rebbe you say like that, so I make a pshara between you two Rebbes. You don't do that. It's not nice. It doesn't pass. Right? These guys have long white beards and they're wearing long black coats. You're going to say, well, you know, I'll say half like you and half like you. It doesn't work. So it must be that he was on somewhat of an equal footing with them. Right? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Avo B'Shem Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Shama Min Ado. Here that Rabbi Ben Azai was a Talmid Chaver. In other words, he eventually became someone on a par with Rabbi Akiva from the following Gemara, from the following Mishnah. Mishnah Bava Basar. Amalo Ben Azai said to Rabbi Akiva, I'm upset at you. Al Chaluki Mara Mitzdarim. And those which are distinct, what the case is not important for us now, so I won't get into it. And those which are distinct, on Mitzdarim, we're upset. El Shabbos L'Chaykel, as Hashem, you came to draw a distinction between those which are equivalent before us. So that was a kind of a cheeky language. So Samaris, sort of Ben Azai was not employed as such cheeky language to his Rebbe, must be that Ben Azai Chaver of a Talmud, Rabbi Akiva, he was not just he became a Talmud Chaver, he became someone on a par, because he intained a Rebbe, if he's going to share the Rebbe Akiva, which is Rebbe, East Banasha Amar Rebbe, somebody says, speaks as Rebbe like that, never unheard of. Talmud team, we learned over there. Yeah, they never learned in my daf, you don't be sure. Talmud team, we learned over there. Those which are born from the first day of Tishrei until the 29th day of Elul, Harei L'Mitzdarfin, they join together. And this goes according to the opinion that Rosh Hashanah is the dividing day for Ma'aser Behemah as well. Chamish of Rosh Hashanah, Chamish L'Achar Rosh Hashanah, five are born before Rosh Hashanah, five after Rosh Hashanah, and L'Mitzdarfin, they don't join together. Now, Chamish L'Ivnei Goren, Chamish L'Achar Goren, they used to make a Goren. They used to corral all these animals into a pen in order to take Ma'aser Behemah three times a year before the Yom Tovim, because that's when they used to bring up the Yerushalayim to bring his korbanos. So what if it happened to be that five were born before the corralling time and five were born after the corralling time, right? So you might, they are mitzdarif, they join together, so you miss the corral time. So you put them all together next time. They're still in the same fiscal year. It's a convenience to corral them three times a year in order to bring them to Yerushalayim. But it's not essential, right? Do it any other time. So those join together. Imke Loma Rosholosh Gorosh Ma'aser Behemah. In such case, why did they say the three gronas, the three corralling times that they put in Ma'aser Behemah? Limits is like this. Before you come to one of these times a year, you're allowed to sell and to slaughter without having taken on Ma'aser Behemah. If one of those times came, you shouldn't check, because now you're already susceptible to giving Ma'aser Behemah. If you did, or you're exempt. You didn't transgress any specific avera. I'm Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said, Zosomer.
You can go back retroactively if you didn't have the 10th when you shefted this, and that's when you developed the 10th, and that you can retroactively designate this one as the 10th.
Mm-hmm.
No?
No. No, no, no. That one doesn't have. It's part of Ma'aser Behemah.
It's not included in the.
No, just like Bisman Azel. We don't do any Ma'aser Behemah. So that one was prior to Ma'aser Behemah. Yeah, it's not, has to be live at time of count. It doesn't work retroactively. Okay. Rabbi Yisrael says, Zosomeres, Shema'aser Behemah, Lawsu, so the Lokechenet. Our Gemara teaches us that Ma'aser Behemah is not like fruit, which follows when it blossoms. V'lokel shlish, not like that, which grew like grain, which grows after it grows a third. How so? In Tamar Kechenet, if you're going to say it's going like where it goes after time it blossoms. So that should go after conception. Let's talk about all those which are or ad choftes elul, I guess it should be. Let's talk about all those who became conceived up to choftes elul. In tema kishlish, if it's now, if it's going to be like bringing a third. Now here's an interesting thing, Rabbi Yisrael, bringing a third. What does bringing a third mean by grain? When grain is a third grown, what's it suitable for? To eat. It's suitable to eat. When is an animal suitable to sacrifice as a korban?
A year? Or 2 years?
7 days.
Oh, 7 days.
So how many days before Rosh Hashanah should be the cut-off point by which, after which time, if an animal is born, you can't bring it as a korban anymore? Why a year?
No.
7 days. So what's the last thing an animal could be born and still be Meiser Behema that year? Let's say.
Second.
The 22nd day of Elul. So how can the animals born up till the 29th day of Elul be put in together with animals from the rest of the year? So they can't be sacrificed here. That's what I was about to ask. We're going to say it has to be suitable to eat by a grain. So it has to be suitable by sacrifice, by Meiser Behema. So, in Tema Kishlish, Nis Nekol No Lodi Masir Vishtainbo, to go after the 22nd day of Elul. So says Marab Sine Bar Bub Shem Rai Bun Bar Bechia, said Kishlish also. So, no, it's really like a third. Hi, so if that's the case, stop at the 22nd day of Elul. Rabbi Shimon Amar Mechusas Manich Nasadil Isaser. We don't look at when it could be brought as a carbon. Since it's part of this, since it's born this year, I don't care that you can only bring it as a carbon the following year, even though it's lacking the time to mature it to be brought as a carbon this year. Comrade, Mon Rabbi Simi, met Rabbi Simi. Amrali said, Ata Marta Domils, did you say this? Vatina, didn't we learn Benazi Omer Alulim Misasi Vnatsman? Benazi says, the ones from El are Meister by themselves. Lo Afil Noilad Ad Choftes Elu? And that sounds like it doesn't matter when an Elu, they're born even up to the 29th day of Elu. Isoch Memar Benazi, Rabbi Shimon, look Rabbanon. Are you going to say Benazi also learned like Rabbi Shimon and not like Rabbanon? Benazi wouldn't have learned like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon didn't exist at the time of Benazi. Right? Rabbi Shimon was the Talmud of Benazi's, right? So what are you going to say? He learned like Rabbi Shimon? Says the Gemara. But now again, Isoch Memar Benazi, Rabbi Shimon, look Rabbanon. Who? So says the Gemara. No. Benazai would hold, just like the Rabbanon hold. What do Rabbanon hold? When do you make the garden for Meiser Behema? You can't sacrifice it that year, right? Anything born after Chopei Selim. So what do you do with them? So the Gemara says, very interesting thing, it says, it's not that you have to wait a whole year now. Just make the corral, the pen, after 7 days after Rosh Hashanah. And then all the ones in the previous year can also go in. Right? Because now they were so suitable. So it says Gemara, Atom Rabbanan, Menichu Ma'aser Shana Bo, you leave them until 7 days, until Zion at Tishrei, they massage the nation of Aslan, and they take all of them from the previous year, including those born up to the last moment of the year, and their mice together. Ken Atom Rabbanazai, so they said Benazai, all their lulim work together, Menichu Lagorna Bo, you leave them for the next corralling period, which happens to be, the carbonated says Pesach. And their miser together with all the other people of all the other Elulites which are still around. So actually leaving around to the next corralling period. Rav Chuna says, that teaches us the days of the Bechor is Mechus Zman. Even those last 7 days of the year, so they count as part of the year. Now, that means that this is not just for Meiser Behema. He's learned from Meiser Behema to Bechor. A Bechor, you have to bring as a carbon during its first year. If it's a Bamum, you have to eat it during its first year. So just like we see that by Meiser Behema, you get everything born up to Choftes Elul, so part of that year, even though it's Mechusar Zman, even though you can't sacrifice for another 7 days, so to a Bechor, you get 365 days on the calendar, whatever it is, 354 days, even though the first 7 days is not suitable to be a carbon. So it's not 354 plus seven, it's only 354 altogether. Rabbi Yonah said, Rabbi Yonah, Abba, Rabbi Yonah, my father, Shomel Amin Ado, he learned it from here. All the b'choros which are born in your cattle and in your sheep, hazocha, the males, taklis for Hashem Elokeinu, you can sacrifice to God, God your Lord. Ketzad, has it work? Asher yivol, it means from the time it's born, mishas le'dosak monelo, from the time it's born, you start counting. Okay, b'echa b'tishrei, on the first day of Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah l'shanim, it's the Rosh Hashanah for years. L'shmitim. For Shemitah years, Yovel years, well, Netia for planting, for Orla purposes, we'll learn about that in Gemara. Well, the Yerachais, and for vegetables, for Meisering vegetables, the Meiser 1 year ends on Tishrei, and then begins the Meiser of the next year. So first, second year Meiser Sheni, third year Meiser Oni, that begins and ends on Rosh Hashanah. However, in Yoyna de Yoymo, Be'echot Bishvat Rosh Hashanah Le'ilon, should learn this more like a tefillah, that this should be the time spring should start. Be'echot Bishvat Rosh Hashanah Le'ilon, on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, we have to pass it in like Beis Shammai, that Rosh Hashanah Le'ilon is not to Bishvat, it's Rosh Chodesh Shvat. They still don't mean Tesvav, but they still says in Tesvav. If in Chicago, they would have said Tesvav Nisan. All right. Shani Minayin. How do you know that years began on Rosh Chodesh Tishrei? Because of Echol Noimer, one pasuk says, V'chago Asif B'tzeis Hashona. The holiday of gathering at the end of the year. The end of the year means when the year turns over. Because of Echol Noimer, V'chago Asif T'kufas Hashona. The holiday of gathering at when the seasons change. Kufa is the seasons. Ezel Chodesh, so what's a month? Sheeshbo, which has got Chag, a holiday. Skufa, a change of season. Asi, a harvest time. Not a harvest time, but gathering time. Bishana Yetzibo, and the year changes it. Ezel
Tishrei. Excuse me, it's Gabi Tishrei.
In Tamar Tavis. Maybe say it's Tavis. East Beit Kufa, it's got a change of season. It changes from fall to winter. Probably Beichag doesn't have a holiday. V'asif, nor does it have gathering. Itamar Nisugos and Nisum, which changes from spring to summer, from winter to spring. East Beit Kufa changes seasons. V'chag leisbei doesn't have a holiday, right? It doesn't have the holiday of Chag, which is Sukkos. I'm sorry. East Beit Kufa v'chag, it's got a holiday. It's got a season and a chan holiday. May be awesome. It's no gathering. It's not the time gathering yet. It's time only of harvesting. In Tamar Tavis is going to say it's Tammuz. East Beit Kufa, it's the time to change the season from spring to summer. V'asif, and it's got a gathering. I guess the way then you gather stuff into the field, to your house. V'leis b'chag, it doesn't have a holiday. V'ez ezeh, so therefore which one is it? Zeh Tishrei.
Nisan has an asif that has the Omer.
Yeah. It's not an osif. It's a kotir. It's a harvest. You're not gathering it into your house. So it's a harvesting. I mean, Chavraya Kum Rabbi Yoina. So the Chavraya said in front of the Chavraya said in front of me, Tammuz. Let's make now, the way I'm going to learn this is like the Nier. The Nier explains this and says, let's make Sukkos in Tammuz. Who told you to make Sukkos in Tishrei? Make Sukkos in Tammuz. So it says Sukkot is supposed to be in the seventh month. Yeah. So it says Sukkot. It says Sukkot is in the seventh month. So I'm going to say the Rosh Chodesh, the first month it's Teves, and make the seventh month Tammuz. So it says Gemara. Amar Lon, so he said, Yerapikarsim. Now you argue with me on the names of the months. Not the names, but of course the order of the months. That's we have a Kabbalah, a Mesecha, right? That the months go back to the first month is Nisan, right? The truth is, I could have quoted him Psukim, Kol Chodesh Zechem Rosh Chodeshim, but I guess we need a Mesorah to know that that's Nisan too. So that's what he's saying. That's the Mesorah we have, that's the order. Shmos Chodeshim Dem Ravim Alay. Dem Rabbi Chin Achir said, Shmos Chodeshim Olu Mi Bavel. The years, the names of the months came up from Bavel. Berishoina, and let's give an example that used to be, before they went to Bavel, Bierach HaYisonim. Tishrei was called the month of the HaYisonim. What's the HaYisonim? The strong ones. Shebo Noldu Avos, Avos are born in Tishrei. Meso Avos, they died in Tishrei. Nifkudu Imos, and the mothers became pregnant. Berishoina used to be Bierach Bul. Kislev was called Bul. Bul is Sheboa Lenavel, because the leaves shrivel. Kislev is winter, right? The leaves shrivel. Varetz Asliya Bulos Bulos, and the land is made in clumps. I don't know what that means, the land is made in clumps. I guess because it's so muddy. So the land, you know, has, there's clumps of earth, you know, where the wagons go, everything gets all, you know, there are depressions and raised elevations. Paddles, right. Good work. And, and Shabo Bolim Levei Matochabais. And also you mix food to animals from in the house because there's no more food for the animals outside in the fields. Bereshit used to be Bierach Ziv. Er is called Ziv. Shabo Ziva Sha'olam. The radiance of the world is apparent because Hatzmochim Nikorim. That's the spring growth is clearly recognizable by Lonis Yikorim, and the trees, the buds are already clearly seen, not just the buds, the leaves. Mikan Veilach, that was all Tilchukogol's Bavel. From here on in, Mikan Veilach, from here on then, by Yiba Chodesh Nisan, it happened in the month of Nisan, Shnasersim, 20th year, Yiba Chodesh Kislev, Shnasersim, Bechodesh Asir, Chodesh Tevis, already gave names. Okay? Rashim Elogah Shomer, Af Shemos HaMalachim Ola B'Yad B'Bavel. They also got the names of Malachim B'Bavel. So the Maskilim say, how do I know what the Maskilim say? Because Reb Tzadok brings down the Maskilim. Reb Tzadok says the Maskilim say that the whole concept of angels is a Babylonian concept. That there are no angels in Judaism, and they brought him up from Bavel with them. So Reb Tzadok goes rants and raves and shouts and screams. It says Shemos HaMalachim Ola B'Bavel. And the truth is very difficult to say, because in Tanakh you have several times things which are clearly creatures which are clearly angelic in nature. But Reb Tzadok was says, so what's Pshat? The Malachim didn't have names until it came from Bavel. So he says two reasons. He says one reason, he says, is that Malachim, before the, in the time by Yisrael, says Malach has a name based on its mission. But it says, till by Sheni, Malachim's missions changed. They were in flux. Because there was a much more fluid hashgacha on Israel, since there was a much closer relationship between God and Israel, so therefore Malachim's missions were constantly in flux, depending on the correlation between Am Yisrael's deeds and what God wanted to do to them at that time. So it was hard to fix the name with them. But at the time, by Sheni, things became more fixed. In other words, now there isn't the same quid pro quo, you know, cause and effect relationship, right? There's standard ways in which God conducts himself, regardless of whether we're good or bad. So therefore, the names became fixed at that time, because there's certain shlichuyos which remain the same. Another interpretation of Tzadok says, which I think is even cuter, is that Tzadok says, in times of Bayis Rishon, there was the Yetzer of Avodah Zarah. So if they would have known the names Malachi, they would have set up a Gavriel cult, a Michael cult. They would have started worshipping them, right? This way, since there were no set times of Bayis Sheni, we know they canceled the Yetzer of Avodah Zarah. Tomorrow we're going to have later in Yuma and the Bavli. So once they cancel the Yetzer of Avodah Zarah, so now nobody's going to start a Gabriel cult. So therefore, we can give the Malachim their names, we can reveal the names at this point. So a beautiful shot. Okay? So that's what he said, that, and that's what he said. Bereshoina, originally, the time before goes Bavel, Vayoyefel Ayachim in Asrafim. One of Asrafim came to me, doesn't say what his name was. Asrafim, my dear Malo, Asrafim stand above God. Mikan Vayach Vayran in, Vayish Gavriel, Ki Michoel Sarchem, we got names. Okay, the names came and goes, brother. The Shmitos Minayin. How do we know that Shmitos, also, that this is not in the Bavli, by the way, that thing about the names, only here in the Yerushalmi. Okay? The Shmitos Minayin. How do you know that Shmitos also began in Rosh Hashanah? So we have Miket Sheva Shrein Tasa Shemitah. At the end of 7 years, make a Shemitah. Ma Shrein Mitishrei. Just like years begin at Tishrei. Av Shemitah's Mitishrei. L'yoivels Minan. I don't know the Yoivels start on Tishrei. Also Gzer Shavah. So if I took a Sheva Shabbos, so count 49 years. Sheva Sheva Ponim. Ma Shrein Mishmitim at Tishrei. Just like years and Shemitim start from Tishrei. So too, Av Yoivels come to the end of 7 times 7. Mitishrei there from Tishrei. Hey, Sivan, so they asked the Kasha, I can say it's from Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, Bok Siva, Vayach the Shofar Chur, Bok Chodesh Shvi, when you make the shofar blowing for Yovel, to let all the slaves go?
It's in my Sukkos of the 50th, isn't it about
50th? Yom Kippur.
Oh, Yom Kippur.
Yom Kippur. So it doesn't start Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, starts Yom Kippur. Says more, no, can't. Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yosef, Tarvayim, B'shem, Rabbi Shul, Rabbi Yitzchak, both said, Kadesh, you call Chachi, Shana, Shavi, we need all the months to be equivalent. There can't be a month divided between 2 years. No such thing. You can't say the previous year lasts till Yud Tishrei, and then a new year starts. You don't have such a creature, right? Hey, Sivun, they asked, it's not true. What? You don't? But here we learn, Becho, B'shvat, Rosh Hashanah, Leilon, K'divei, B'shamai. B'shamai says, Rosh Hashanah, Leilon, Lonos, is Rosh Chodesh. But B'shamai, Metesva, Bo. You make a Rosh Hashanah on the 15th day of the month. Harein, Kol, Chodesh, Hashanah, Shavim. We see a month divided in two. Shvat is divided in two. So the Yushami doesn't answer the question. The Sefer Nir does answer the question. The Nir says a cute chap. He says Tu B'Shvat has nothing to do with Tu B'Shvat per se. As we're going to see in Amud Beis, it has to do with watering patterns. With snow melt and such like. So with rains and snow melt. So therefore, it's not that we're dividing the month. We're going by rainwater. As opposed to Yovel, Yovel has nothing to do with any, you know, cycle of water or seasons. Has to do with the calendar year. So calendar years you can't divide. You can only do Tu B'Shvat because of the concept of water. But you can't do that vis-a-vis Yom Kippur, the Yovel. So therefore, Yovel must begin Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Okay, Ketz L'Tia. Now we're going to look again a little bit more detail on Tu B'Shvat. Ketz L'Tia. Tani anoteva amavrich v'amarkiv. If you plant or you run a shoot into the ground or you graft, shloshim yom lifnei Rosh Hashanah, be 30 days for Rosh Hashanah. Also, Hashanah Shlema, it counts as an entire year. And mutzakai mashvis, and therefore therefore also since you already have a yearling sapling, even though it's only 30 days old, you're allowed to keep it alive during Shemitah. Allowed to do whatever it takes to keep it alive during Shemitah. It's already considered to be a bona fide sapling. If you plant the last 3 days of Rosh Hashanah, and it's not a year old, therefore Rosh Hashanah, even halachah, also kind of she's not allowed to sustain during Shemitah. Avulama, they said, regardless of that, Peres Natiya Zua Surin HaTu B'Shvat. Now listen to this. If you plant it before Rosh Hashanah, 1 year, 30 days, right? So L'Charfa Arla, it should be Mutar after 2 years and 30 days, right? Because if 30 days is considered a year, so 30 days and 2 years later, it should be mutter. It's not. You have to wait after the 2 years and 30 days till the next Tu B'Shvat, which is actually somewhat less than a full year, right? Because it's 30, then 30 days, then 1 year, then 2 years, then another, say, six months or so, till Tu B'Shvat, 5.5 months. How many is it? Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, Teves, half of Shvat, 4.5 months, right? So therefore, it's really 2 years and 5.5 months instead of 3 years, right? The 30 days at the beginning, 2 years, and then 4.5 months. But you can't go 2 years and 30 days. That much we're not making. Why not? My time out, what's the post that she does that? Rabbi Yossi B'Shem Yehuda said, Uvashonarvis, it says, in the fourth year, you'll be allowed to eat from the crop. So what does it mean, in the fourth year? You have to go into the fourth year, meaning that even though 2 years and 30 days should count, it doesn't. And you have to go into the fourth year, meaning until next Tu B'Shvat. Mach ma'amino.
It's not into the fourth year.
What? It's in the fourth halachic year. Because halachically, it should be considered right 3 years. But it's in the fourth halachic year. Mach ma'amino. How do you learn this? Pasukon Rabbi Zira. Shol shom ye'elchem ha'reilim. Lo ye'elchel. 3 years it should be orlish or need. Uvashana, and in the fourth year as well. Amar Rabbi Bar Memel, Kumi Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Memel sent for Rabbi Zira. Nienvar, this makes sense. B'shenotu shleishim yom v'nei Rosh Hashanah, if you plant it 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. But if, let's say, you plant less than 30 days for Rosh Hashanah, Isa Chamei, so come see, Shana Shlema, didn't get a full year yet, so then, Vata Marachain, you're going to say like this. Now, this is the thing. The thing which he wants to say is that, it's not, you might think that now you have to be very Machmir. Right, yeah. Let's say you plant less than 3 days for Rosh Hashanah. So how long should I make you wait? 3 years and 4.5 months. Right, he's going to say Bashan RVs. So wait, should I have to work L'chumra then? 3 years and 4.5 months. Because you didn't get that 30 days, right? So now you have to wait 3 full years, Bashan RVs, wait another 3 or 4.5 months. So that we can't say. That can't be. Doesn't make sense. So Maikadun, so Amalei, so he said Vinkeni, and the truth is, if that's the case, I feel not to Shloshim Yom Lifnei Rosh Hashanah. Yet also Yom Shloshim Nei Rosh Hashanah. Even if you plant it 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, it should be. In other words, if you're not going to follow the Tu B'Shvat principle, then it should be also exactly 3 calendar years. Even if you did plant it 30 years before Rosh Hashanah. So how do you have this shortened 30 year, which is only last 2 years and 5.5 months? So says Amora, Mike, do how do we reconcile this? What comes up? Arman, Mona said, became Chomi, we talk Shnoso Shil Elon, Mashlim Shnoso. Very interesting halacha. He says that once you get to the turnover of a year of Tu B'Shvat, that suffices. In other words, he says, you need a Rosh Hashanah. There are two types of Rosh Hashanah. There's real Rosh Hashanah, there's Rosh Hashanah Ilanos. You have to get to either one Rosh Hashanah or Rosh Hashanah Ilanos. Now, the Nier brings down a very interesting thing. He says, the Gros says, however, that it's never more than 3 years from day to day. It's a Zolakula. If you get to 3 years from day to day, then for sure it's Mutter. What Uva Shana teaches us is that if you can do it, foreshorten it, by either getting to Rosh Hashanah, a regular Rosh Hashanah, or Rosh Hashanah Lilonos, within those full 3 years, then foreshorten it. But for sure, 3 exact years works. There's no doubt about that. Okay? So it's either one of them. Alright? So 3 possibilities. Either 3 years day to day, 3 years foreshortened by a Rosh Hashanah, 3 years foreshortened by a Tu B'Shvat. Whatever way works, you can make it work. But it's never going to be less than 2 years and 5.5 months. That's the bottom line. Okay? Says the Gemara, Ketali Rokos. How does Rosh Hashanah work for vegetables? Lokem imenu Yisroel. If a Yisroel collected, Erev Rosh Hashanah Shloch HaShecha, a Yisroel went down and collected tomatoes. He counted tomatoes in the tomato patch. Erev Rosh Hashanah before nightfall. Vakum Yishuch HaShecha, and a guy collected, of course not a goy, on Rosh Hashanah. Meiser b'zem b'fnei atzmo, b'zem b'fnei atzmo. They have to be meisered independently. They're different fiscal years for meiser. Right? Now, let's say the last year is the second year, and this year is the third year. So last year it's meiser sheni, which goes to Yerushalayim, and this year it's meisoni, okay, which goes to the ani. Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shem, Rabbi Yeshua said, now getting back to Tu B'Shvat. Why is Tu B'Shvat a cutoff point? Most of the year's rains are over by Tu B'Shvat. So therefore, at this point, Tu B'Shvat, we consider this to be a cutoff point because since most of the rain is over, most of what's going to grow from the previous year, most of what's going to bud from the previous year, it's budded. Okay? I shouldn't say most going to butter from previous year. Anything which is not yet budded is next year's. Okay? Anything which is going to bud is from last year. Now, let's see what he says. Despite the fact that still most of the season is ahead of you, in other words, winter is not yet nearly half over yet, because winter lasts till Nisan, but nevertheless, since most of the rain is already come down, so we say that's a break-off point. V'chorona amar, once it was said, we don't look at the rain, but rather, from now till now, they've been sustained from the previous year's rains, not this year's rains, not this rainy season, but previous year's rains. From last Tu B'Shvat till this Tu B'Shvat, it's either been the rain, which actually fell after last Tu B'Shvat, or the runoff from the water, from snow melt, from rivers, which are from last year. So he doesn't look at the rains per se, but it looks like last year's waters. The bottom line is that it's a demarcation point, either for rains, that most of the rains of this year have achieved their impact, even though you still have a majority of winter ahead of you. That's the first opinion. The other opinion is that from last Tu B'Shvat till this Tu B'Shvat, all of the water is from one period, meaning the epic of rainwater and snow melt and all that from that period of time, and that's one unit vis-a-vis trees. Okay? So, we don't know which one said which. Since they all said most of the rain is very important, even though there's still most of winter left. Heavy Rabbi Zira, Duomar, Master Zira said the other opinion, till now they're using last year's rains. From here on in, they're using next year's rains. Now, Maisa Rabbi Kiva is a Maisa Rabbi Kiva Shalokat Esrog, who gathered an Esrog, Nuslav Chumre Beishame of Chumre Beisil. He got an Esrog between Rosh Chodesh Shvat and Rosh Chodesh Elul. Rosh Chodesh Shvat and Tu B'Shvat. So what do you do with it? Is it last year's or is this year's? Machlokas Beishame Beisil. So he's Machmir on both. What he did, Gemara's going to say later on, but I'll tell you now. He took a Maisa let's say last year's Maisa Shani, this is Maisa Ani. He took off Maisa Shani, he designated Maisa Shani. Redeemed it, and they gave it to an Ani. Because that way he was able to say both. So he did. So the Gemara says, whoa, why Dafka and Esrog? Why not any fruit? Right? Lomli Esrog, if you shakli in any other tree. So says, well, you're right. It wasn't the Chumra Beisham Bisil. Really, everybody holds like Bisil. I mean, Rabbi Kiva is not going to be Machlo like Beisham. That's what I mean. So what was the Sofek? The harvest time, right? That too. So the question is, by esrog does it's like a tree, which follows when the tree buds, or is it like a vegetable, which follows when we collect it? Okay, so we didn't know which one to do. This was an esrog which budded in a second year, but was collected in a third year. So we have to be machmir on both, right? So Rabbi Gamliel, Blazer, the base hill, Inun Havi. Rabbi Gamliel says, it's actually a kasha. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer, the base hill, Inun Havi. What does Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer have to do with base hill? So Rabbi Gamliel, the answer is it became, like I said, it budded before Tu B'Shvat the second year. Then was collected in the third year. Right? So died to Rabbi Gamliel, who holds you go after budding, after collecting, Yisroyani, needs Maisroni. A doctor that says goes after budding, Yisroyani, needs Maisroni. Maisro, what did Rabbi Akiva do? Koshem, a Maisro Shabo, he designated the Maisro as Maisroni, and redeemed it, Venosloni, and gave it to a poor person. Okay, Shtikla Gadata. By the way, it's much different giving Shir here. Don't have to. Quieter, very quiet. Yeah. I'm not used to it. Barbar Prakim, it's going to put you guys to sleep, right? Barbar Prakim Oilam Nidon. The four Prakim, the four times a year the world is judged. A Pesach al Tvua, Pesach on grain, Bateras on Tvuas, Peros on Peros Elon, on the fruit of the tree. All the people of the world pass before God like sheep. Shenemar detet hayoytzer lachad libam. God created all their hearts together. Hamevin akom asayim, he understands all their deeds. Uvechagen and sukkos yidayim would judge the water. Istani tani. Now there's several interpretations of what we're talking about here. Istani tani. Those learn kulam nidayim roshon. Everything is judged in roshon. Ugzaydin shakol echav echem ischatim roshon. And the decree on all these things are Mishnah and Rosh Hashanah, not like our Mishnah. Yisrael and those who learned, to kulam nidam Rosh Hashanah, they're all the judge of Rosh Hashanah. Ugzadir shkolech ve'achod mischad in Yom Kippur, and the ugzadir of everything is done in Yom Kippur, not like our Mishnah. Istani Tani, Kulan Yidayim Rosh Hashanah, they're all judge of Rosh Hashanah, Ugzayadino Shukulech Ve'echa Mischatim Bizmano. And the Gzayadin of each and everything is issued at its proper, at the time mentioned in our Mishnah, right? Which is Bechag, Alamayim, and Peros Eilon, and grain, and so Pesach, and so on and so forth. Istani Tani, those who learn, Kulech Ve'echa Nidam Bizmano. They're not all judged on Rosh Hashanah, they're scattered. And just like the din is scattered, of course, the gzardin is scattered. Mastisa commanded Markul Nidar and Rosh Hashanah Armage is like the opinion which holds their old judge in Rosh Hashanah. Ugzardino Shokolech Vecha Mischatim Izmano. And the decree is issued at each time. The Athena, because it says, Uvechag Nidoinin Alamayim. It says that on Chag, on Sukkis, They're judged on the water. So what does that tell us? Already said, Barba Prakim Olam Nidon, that the world is judged at four different times. So why does it have to say, they're Nidon now, and Nidon now, and Nidon now? So it must be that they're all judged on Rosh Hashanah. Gee, you know what? I thought I understood how the Gemara learns derives this, but now I don't know. I really don't understand how the Gemara learned it out. I really thought I did, but now I'm not sure. Oh, now I remember. Okay, because it says already begin the Mishnah by Bar Prakim Olam Nidon. So why did it say it's like, you know, it's like we've seen this before in Yerushalayim where we dash in a Mishnah like a pasuk. By possibly the principle ein miuta achar miut el larabos. Whenever you have an exclusion after an exclusion, it's an inclusion, right? So it said at the beginning of Mishnah, by bar prakim elam nidom. It says 12 times a year it's judged. And then it says nidom be pesach, nidom be shavuos, nidom be chag. It's superfluous. You already know it's 4 times a year, right? So I'd say nidon again. Here it's ribui achar ribui lamait. I'm sorry. An inclusion after inclusion to exclude. So it says nidon twice, and it's superfluous and repetitious. So it must mean when we say it's nidon at the other times, they're not really judged, but rather the gzar din, the kfitl, as they say, comes out during those times. Okay? The word nidon mentioned twice means really that we're not talking about being judged, but rather we're just talking about being issuing a kfitl. You know, I just realized this now. We say Oshana Rabba is, you know, there's a kfitl, you know, and we dive in for water. That's not like the opinion, that's only like the opinion that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is not this Man Chasima. If you're Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is Man Chasima, like that Bryce in our Gemara, then what are you diving for in Rosh Hashanah and Rabba? It's too late. We must be diving in Rosh Hashanah and Rabba for water, like the Shita, that although the initial din is on Rosh Hashanah, the Chasima is only on Rosh Hashanah and Rabba. Chasima just for water, mind you. Not for anything else, right? Because that's what we dive for Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, for water. So the chasima for water is on that time. And that must be that we're Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, we're machmir, like the opinion that water is separate, we dive for water on Rosh Hashanah Rabbah. Okay? Because Tfilas Geshem is connected with Gevuras Geshamim. It's not the request. It's a praise. Tfilas Geshem is a praise of God for the rainy season. The request for a good rainy season is the Tfilas of Hoshana Rabbah. That's all of the Arava things that have to do with water. Okay, Milsa the Rav, from Rav's statement, we learn, Kulam Nidayim Rosh Hashanah, everybody's judging Rosh Hashanah, Ugzadir Shul Kalech, Shul Echamem Mischatim Rosh Hashanah, and they're all sealed in Rosh Hashanah. The Tkani B'Tkiyas of the Rav, it says in the Tkiyas of Rav, meaning Rav's master for the Tkiyas of Rosh Hashanah, Zayom Tchilas Ma'asech, Zikali Yarmishon, we all know this. I think it's incorporated in Sana Tokif, right? Zayom Tchilas Ma'asech, this is the beginning of your deeds, Zikali Yarmishon, commemorating the first day, Ki Chok Yisraelu, because this is the day in which the law will be issued out to Am Yisrael, Mishpat, the judgment, Loke Yaakov, the God of Yaakov, Famedinos Pei Yomer. I always thought this was part of the Sana Toichev.
That's not in the Gemara, but here it says that Rav actually made it. Is this in the Bavli too? This thing from Rav?
So in any Vamadina's Poyomer, and the country says, Eitzel Cherev, Eitzel Sholom, Eitzel Rav, Eitzel Sova, Ubrios Poyipokel, Askim Lachaim Lamavis. If you want to know what the means, look at the Machzer. So it says, Mar, all that is the Lok Rabiosa. Sounds like Roshana, this is issue, it's not Rabiosa. Rabiosa, Mar, Yochin Niton Bechol Shah. An individual is judged every moment. My timer, what's the post that teaches us? But if Kidenu Liv Korim, you'll check him out every morning. L'rgoyim tivchanenu. You'll revisit him every morning. You'll check him out every moment. V'tivkedenu l'bekorim. You'll visit him every morning. Zupanos will check him shenik money that day. L'rgoyim tivchanenu. Every moment you'll check him out. Zulachilos to see if it gets late to eat. So the Bavli says, we daven today for cholim. You make a mishberach for cholim every day. What good does it do? It's after Rosh Hashanah. So it's like Rabbi Yossi. Because Rabbi Yossi says a person's need in B'chol Yom. It's interesting, though, the Sameach says, it said, the Rambam says, when he mentions Yichroinus and Rosh Hashanah, so the word Bikodom doesn't count. You know, Pokade, called Yishkochos, if you find a post which says the word Pokade, it doesn't count. So says the Rambam, says Meshchach Moana, because the Yushami. Because Yushami says, Rabbi Yossi is the one who says, Adam Nidon B'chol Yom, and he says, learn out from Pokei Lubkarim, right? V'tifkidenu Lubkarim. So we have to reject that, right? Because we say Rosh Hashanah is the time for Zichronos. So we have to learn that Pekida is not a language of proper Zichron, of judgment, like which Rosh Hashanah is. Rabbi Yitzhak Rabbi Shem Rabbi Melech. Hey, it's a name. I didn't even know this when I was preparing this. Check that out. I always thought Melech is like a Yiddish corruption of Eli Melech. But here is it.
Melech, but why are you so sure this Melech is not Melech?
No, Melech. I'm saying Melech.
Oh.
No, but it's given as a proper Hebrew. I always thought that the name Melech, which is given to kids,
yeah,
is a Yiddish this corruption of Eli Melech. It's not. You see, Rabbi Melech. Okay? My son is named Eli Melech. We named him Eli Melech. It's okay, Eli Melech, after his great grandfather, whose name was Melech. We figured there's no name Melech. But here it is. It's for Melech. So, it's a Hashem Melech said, but Tzibur Nidon B'chol Yom. A Tzibur always can get judged every day. In other words, Tshuva for a Tzibur works every day. My time of why lasos mishpat avdo mishpat amo Yisrael dvar yoyim biyoyimo. The judge. Oh, I skipped a word.
Oh no. Oh no. I am so stupid. I apologize. Of course, I read it wrong.
Melech
v'tzivur. I know. I read it right when I prepared it. Oy vey, what an idiot. Rabbi Yitzhak Rav Hashem Revi said Melech v'tzivur. Melech v'tivor, a king. What?
Your son is safe.
Yeah. A king and a community are judged every day. My time, what's the post Jesus last one? Mishpat Avdo. Avdo, you're meaning David HaMelech, or Shlomo HaMelech, which is the king. Mishpat Amo Yisrael, Faryom Yomos. It's interesting. Kings and nations are judged every day. God is constantly, because God really runs the world, is a theological statement. God runs the world on the level of nations. Individuals are not so important as nations. So what's going to happen with a nation is reassessed every day. What's going to happen with an individual can be checked out once a year. So therefore, nations and kings are constantly reassessed. I'm Rabbi Levi. Rabbi Levi said, let's do just a couple more lines. Rabbi Levi said, he will judge the world in justice, and the Lu'umi, the nations, may show him very straight. Sounds like the Lu'umi gets special treatment. It says here, it's interesting, the judge of Amisil is during the day. B'shoshin oiskim mitzvahs when they're dueling mitzvahs. We're judged during the day. V'asumos balayla. He judges the nations at night when b'shoa shein b'tenim, it's a typo, min ha'averos. The Goyim, they never do mitzvahs, but at least at night they're sleeping and they're not doing averos. So God is a chesed to them. So may shorim, he judges them at night when they're not doing averos, so it shouldn't arouse his wrath. Says more, no. Shmuel Amar, that's one opinion. Shmuel says, it's Levi. Shmuel says, Mishu Donis Yisrael, me means not whom, but when. When he's judging the Jews, who does whom, is that's when he judges the Goyim. Ma Mikayim Shmuel Yodin Lumi Meshorim. Special Kishchus, what does he get them? So the non Kishen Shemoed. So he get, it means just like we have Schus Ovos, the Goyim have Schus Goyim. Like the Ksherim. He gives them a special Schus of the Ksherim. What are the Ksherim among the Goyim? Maskele Maisa Yisrael, Maskele Maisa Rochav Azoyna. He remembers the good deeds Goyim did, like Yisrael and Rochav Azoyna, who saved the Jews. So he gives them the favor of reminding them, reminding the Jew, the giving the Goyim the dispensation of that. All right, we'll stop here for this evening. Mir Tashem will pick up here tomorrow. Tomorrow again, Meir will be here at 9:05. They promised us to tonight that will be better on time tomorrow. And Mir Tashem, that should be the case. Yeah.